The delay. Spawn here a little bit.
Started to remember by Eli Ben Chazlivi.
I want to just learn with you a sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Sfiras Ha'Ema. And the seed is. And this sif is quite some yesodistic shailas which are hidden in it. Very simple to understand, nothing complicated. Don't have to know too many gemaras. Halach in Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Amispalel imatzibu miboidyoy. Somebody who davens, as we call it, mincha mayav together, the daven mayav before shkia or after shkia, before nacht, it seems that the minig was, they still counted Sfira. And in the olden days, what happened is, in the normal cases, there was one shul, there was one minyan, and when that minyan was over, it was all over. I remember when I was a kid in Zurich, after 7 o'clock in the morning, there was no shachris to be found. The yekis davened half past 6, the chassidim 7 o'clock, and that was it. And anybody wanted to daven later, was findet nicht statt, that they used to say. It doesn't happen. So in those days, they used to have a shul with one minyan. That minyan was miboidyoim, was before nacht, because normally the shul used to be out of town, and they were scared to go there by night. So they used to daven when it was still light, and then they used to go home. So the minyan was, they used to count sfira. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Moine imoem beloy brocha. You should also count Sfira with them. V'im yizkir belaylo, and when he reminds himself after nacht, like we do on Krishma, when we daven early Shabbos, when we mekabel Shabbos early, so we all say Krishma afterwards. V'im yizkir belaylo, if he remembers that he has to count Sfira, yivorech v'yisper, you should make a brocha and count.
Did they count in the shul with
a bracha? Yes. Now he didn't. He says, he didn't count with a bracha. But they did count in the bracha because they, it seems, didn't rely. It's not the son of Amaratzin, we call it. And they just did whatever the Rav told them to do. And the moment they went home, they didn't know what to do. And therefore, they benched then, and the Rav held it was better, they should make a bracha now and not do anything. But here the chiddush is, a very big chiddush, that he should count without a bracha, and then, v'im yisko, if he remembers, then he should count with a bracha. Now, why is he counting now without a bracha? Because, why is he not making a bracha in the first stage? Because, could be, he's not yaitza. If it's, let's say, ben ashmoshes. I think the going along them is Ben Ashmoshes. Pashas before Shkir, there's no tzad that yet. That is Bechlala din to count. Even though that in Shulchan Aruch, but the Eved says after plag. There's a tzad that after plag you can already bench. You can already count Sfira. So let's say it was after plag. So if it's after plag, and or after Shkir, either one, and they counted, so there is a daya. There is a day, a yotze. Which day is it? It's a chiddush of a day. There's a day like Abba Krishma. Everybody knows brachas daf aleph, daf beis amud aleph. Everybody's learned, even if you start daf yom first day, everybody holds with. So in daf beis amud aleph, there's a famous tirashi in Tosfos that the ones who daven early, if they yotze Krishma, so Rashi says you're not yotze. When you say Krishma lamita, that's when you're going to be yotze Krishma. The Tosfos of and all, the Tosfos B'Shem Rabbein Tam, says a big chiddush, that if we say that it's time of davening Maariv, why are you davening Maariv? So that it means you're assuming it's already Zman Shchiva, it's already time when people prepare to go to bed. And as much as it is Zman Shchiva, so then when you've said Krishna, you've been yet to Krishna. So then there's a mockum to say, Avivul Azishin Rabbein Tam. So even though today in the Moshe, when we have early Shabbos, and we say Krishna before, even before Shkia, after Plag, so then there is a mockum to say, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you're ready Yotze. And the reason we say Krishma again is because Rosh Hashanah hold you're not Yotze. And the Mele is a Sofik Dereis at the minimum, perhaps it's even Kemat Rosh Hashanah hold so, so you have to go Basa Rosh Hashanah in Mechuv in Krishma. And if you have in the Tam, it's Yitochum, you're ready Yotze. So now we have to clear, what happens if somebody counts Sphere from plaque? Now, if the minig was that they counted with the bracha, it must be that there was one day in the Shulchan Aruch. If nobody would allow that, it would not be done. The minig can't be. If the minig was, l'chol ha'pachas has to be that there's one day in Shulchan Aruch here. So this is a chiddush on top of. See, in Rabbeinu Tam is talking about Zman Shechiva. He's not talking about night. He's talking about Zman Shechiva because the din of Krishna is din in Laila. So then it's Zman Shechiva, Zman Kiva. The guy is, Zman Krishma in the morning is only till 3 hours. Why? Because that's as long as people get up. After 3 hours, it's you finish Zman Krishma, you can't be Yotze Zman Krishma. Because we're Shachachov Kumecho. So then the Zman Shechiva can be before Nacht also. But here we're taking it one stage further. As much as Rabbi Natan says, Yotze, the Din Krishma by night, the same thing you would be Yotze, that's what they want to say. That's how the minute comes from. That you yotze by counting sphira by after black. If so, if that is true, so then we have a problem. So you've counted now without a bracha, yes. How do you make afterwards again a bracha? Allah tzad uilo nom with Rabbi Nutam, you've been yotze already. You've already been yotze, you're halacha. And if you're yotze by halacha, so how can you make a bracha afterwards? And this is the kasha which the Magen Avraham is busy with. And they are trying to answer this kash. Now the Goyin has one mahalach, and the Magen Avraham has a different mahalach. The Goyin wants to tell it too. The Kamt halacha, the halacha is if somebody has a suffix, if he said Krishna and Birchus Krishna, and he doesn't remember if he said Birchus Yitzchol, Avarabo, Shma, Emes V'Yatziv, if he said any of these brachas. So since Krishna is a Sofik Dirasa, you have to say go over again. Now what's with the Brachas Krishna? Steht gepasst in Shulchan Aruch. You also have to say. Even though normally Sofik Darabonon Lekula, Sofik Brachas Lekula, if it's 2 dinim, 1 din, we'll leave it for the moment. But the Sofik Darabonon is Lekula. But since the Brachas Krishna are a part of the Chiyuv Krishna, which is the Chiyuv Dirasa, therefore the Bracha has its din that it gets upgraded to a din deraisa. So Ebazai states in Krishna that you have a suffix deraisa, so therefore you have to go over again. So if we're going to name on, that's how the going wants to, if we're going to name on, that we hold that sphere is a chiv deraisa, which that's also not most shown, if you go through the Bi'alach at the beginning of Hilchas, Tav Pei Tes Sphere Soima, he goes to the Rishonim, Machalek is Rishonim. Some Rishonim held it, the Dereisa is only when the Korban Eimon was brought. Beis HaMikdash was standing, today it's only a Derabona. And other learn it's a Chiv Dereisa. The Sfatim Lechem is a Dereisa. So let's learn it is a Dereisa. So then, Betzad, somebody reminds himself by night. And he counts it already after plague. Yidoch HaSofik, says Mechuyev, Tzunish. Sofik Dereisa, Lechumra. If you have to make the deraisa, it's mechayiv you to say sfira, it's mechayiv you to say bracha also. Therefore, you can make a bracha even on the suffix. As able to go and up laman, pshat and shukhanot. The Magen Avraham has, and today the girl is a big chiddush, and himself says that it doesn't stem with a few other rishonim. We'll leave that for the moment. The Magen Avraham, because Avam is a chiyuv. Yeah, as much as all the rest of the people, you know what I'm saying, right? The hicker problem is, why did the Shulchan Aruch say you should count below bracha? Why shouldn't you stay quiet and wait till later? Because there's a chash, you'll forget. There's always people by themselves, and it happens. These things happen. Most people who fall out of Sefer Sa'ima fall out on Friday night. That's when people fall out of Sefer Sa'ima. That is, you make a survey, you'll find out. It's very simple, because you forget. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch suggests count before that you have it, and if you remember, im niska, That means if Rabbi Yechuyev, Mechuyev too, there's no topic. Rashi is Mechuyev too. And but if Nitzkev, then you should make with the book. Morgan Avraham says a different pshat. And Morgan Avraham says that the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that you make a t'nai. You make a t'nai. What do you make a t'nai? You say, if I'm not going to remember to count Sfira afterwards, so I want the Sfira which I say now should be my Sfira Sarim. But if I'm going to remember later that I'm going to count later, so then I want this Sfira Sarim which I said now should be just a talk, just schmoozing, and since I don't want to have it as a mitzvah. And therefore, when he remembers later, he's in Gans Mechuyev. Because he made a condition in the Kavona which he had, Shas he made the first Sfira. And therefore, when he comes and he reminds himself, so you can make with the Brocha. And that would be L'chol Hadeis. Not the Mognav Romzitz. But it's a matter of Chiddush. And the emphasis is Nishtan Zipashet. Can such a condition, does it nigh, help? It's a simple condition. The Bekanti Kasha is, I think, there's a klal that conditions can only be done in something which Madi is a beshlichas is a betnai. Because the whole din of making a tnai is a chiddush in Bnei God and Bnei Ruven, which Moshe made Rabbeinu made a condition with Bnei God and Bnei Ruven that they're going to get only Eva Yadin if they come over, and if they don't come over, they're not going to get it. And that was something which Shua was a shliach, Zishtin in Rashi Nivomis, Shua was a shliach to give out Eretz Yisrael to the whole Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, something which you can have a shlichus, you can make it now. Something which is, you can't have a shlichus, you can't make it now. That's what Rashi Nivomis says, Chalitza, since the Cholitz always has to be the brother of the Niftah with his ex-wife, you can't make a shliach to make chalitza. Gitin kiddushin, you can make a shliach. You can send somebody else to be mekadosh for you, a woman. You can send somebody else to divorce you, a woman. No problem in shliach. Therefore, you can make conditions. Is it night? Something which is leisim shliach, which you can't, you have to make yourself l'moshel chalitza. Chalitza or yibum. Yibum is the same thing. Things that you have to do yourself. Therefore, is leisim night. You can't make it night. Now we're going to go to the question, can you make a shliach to count Sfira? Sure not. That's why you can't make a shliach to eat matzah.
Oh,
this is the same shliach. Now this, the kash is there also. The mekayim, that's what I'm telling you. The center of this shliach, can you make it now? This is Morgan Avraham. It's Morgan Avraham in the Sfira. You can find the Mishnah Berurah brings in a few places. The classical case which we have is somebody davened Shachris, Shabbos morning, after the Morgan Avraham's man, before the Goyim's man. Now, Lachatchila, you should be saying Krishna with brachas. So, when you want to be used to the Morgan Avraham, so what do we do? Says the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah, what you do is, make it nai. And you say, if the halacha is with the Goyim, so now when I'm going to say Krishna, it's just Kedah Vatera. I'm just learning. If the halacha is like the Morgan Avraham, so then I want this to be Krishna. And that's what we do. And as I said in Mishnah Berurah, Zayt Pascha, that was how Kivagin in Hilda Simon Memhei, Kivagin Agos Shulchan Aruch gives it. But this is the question. If it's Leisa B'Shlichas, if you can't make a Shliach, it's Leisa B'Tnai. How can we make a condition? Now this, to explain the depth of this, will take us another hour, and since my time is limited, we'll keep it straight to the point. And I'll explain to you why it doesn't have to do with normal conditions, as much as I can try and give a clarity to it. Normal conditions which we do, we know what is a normal t'nai. T'nai is a person makes a kinyan. He buys from somebody a chayfet, and before he picks it up, he makes a condition. I'm only buying this chayfetz if you do something for me, whatever it is, it makes a condition I only make bang this chavetz under the condition, the marshal, that you're gonna fix my door. So if you make this condition, so if a guy fixes the door, so then it belongs to me the chavetz. If a guy doesn't fix the door, so then the chavetz stays his. That's the double poshut. And the chavetz becomes mine now, under the condition that if he fixes my door, even if he fixes my door 10 days later, still the kinyan is from now, because that's the yisod of tnai. I can make a condition that I will only give it, I'm only coining something, even though Tosis asked the famous kasha, you made the ma'aseh kinyan, so the ma'aseh is kayam, you said something, ein dibur meratl ma'aseh. But that's the chiddush of parsha of tnai. Tnai can, and you can make a condition to a ma'aseh, and this ma'aseh will depend on what you're doing. This is all, and it's a shaila of a ma'aseh kinyan, of a chalois, chalois kiddushin, chalois gitin, all of those things, even in a ma'aseh chalitza, which the chalitza is matir ha'isha, is the halacha, there is the b'shlichas is next to the. Here, it's a different thing. And this is where, I think that's why the achronim assume that it works. A person is, and the Maravon says clearly, the person, the etzem of the yoytze mitzvah, yastav kavona. Especially we hold the mitzvah tzriches kavona, we hold the mitzvah has to have, every mitzvah has to have a kavona, and the mitzvah derises, you have to have kavona. So if you mechavn, I want to be yoytze the mitzvah, you're going to be yoytze the mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah without kavona, you're not going to be yoytze. Now what happens, you say, I'm only having kavona if. So then I don't have trouble with kavona. This kavona, in the achronim, you can't do this, and you can condition your kavona, but this is not the normal parsha of tnoim. This is the kavona is only under circumstances. Let's take a classical case. If the halach is like the Mogen Avraham, so that I'm a chavon, I want to be yoytze Krishna. If the halach is like the Goyim, then I don't want to be yoytze Krishna. Now, even we're going to say more than that, even we're going to say mitzvahs ain't tzichus kavona, still a mitzvah. Because if somebody has the heavy kavona that he doesn't want to be yoytzah, because there's not yoytzah, there's a shulchan aruch later. And somebody asks you what their spirit is, if you had your mechavon that you don't want to be yoytzah, even you told them that today is the heavy, shulchan aruch tells you always tell them what's yesterday. But the etzem, if you're mechavn, you're not going to be yoytze. Rashba and Tshuva.
Kabbalah's a Messias. How can you be oikah Messias?
It's not true. It's not. You're telling him that I don't want to. The thought.
I'm
mechavn only if the halach is like Rashba. The kantarai is the Tshuva of Kvega. Kvega says, if you take oiros, you take skin, and you make from them cloth, right. What do you do with the leftovers? The Chuvah of Kvega says, you make a condition. But before you put in into the work on the thing, I'm only me'abed the cloth which is going to be used to save a Torah. Anything not, I'm not.
I can do.
So what is it?
Kavona.
I have kavona.
That if later on it's not, it should not be a kavona.
So that's what you think. Oh, that's what you've done. Very, very good, you've said it. That's what you've said it. But this is how it works. It's not the normal condition.
Is it the same as sometimes people dining very late minchah?
Yeah.
They have kavona. If it's too late, then minchah there should be mar in the second shnei
shvi'ah. Yes, it's the same you said. Yes, very good. The same thing. That means is in your kavona, because this is where the difference is.
No, I eat the kavona.
You're not oikir the kavona. You're limiting your kavona. Your kavona is only for this specific ma'aseh. No, I'm not. If the halach is like my kavona, I have kavona. If not, I don't. And so even if you hold this is ein tzichus kavona, if you have kavona, you don't want to be yoytzeh, you can do the same thing. So therefore, this person, says the Maravon, if he's going to count with the table before, you should have lehedi kavona that even I'm going to remember later that I'm going to remember later to say shvira. So then I want to have kavona not to be yoytze. And the same thing we have to do with with Krishna, when you have the noble condition, when you make Krishna, if the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, I want to be Yetzer. If the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch Harad, like the Goyim, that goes from Netz to Shkia, then I don't want to be Yetzer, I want to be Yetzer later with Brachos. And that condition would work, and Pashas does not have with knowing. And if that is true, we gain another thing. A normal Tnai has to be done, Tnai Kofel. Tnai Kofel means you have to say, if you fix my door, you koina. If you don't fix my door, you don't koina. If you don't say both studied, you only say, if you fix my door, you koina, you koina. If we say it's not the normal gather of Tnai, it's just a limited to be Kavona, you don't need Tnai Kofel. The Meister, ich gehad, the Razong, the Mammoth, as Ravom Guvitz, from all gesagt, that's the Kultura in Avrechen, and Ravom Guvitz held that you have to make it Tnai Kofel on Kavona also. But then he had a Moedic Echap. He said, what's the Tnai? The Tnai is because we hold Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona. So Tnai is, I'm having Kavona if only if the Loch is like the Magen Avraham. But if you hold the Magen Avraham, I don't have Kavona. That's all good if you hold Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona. You don't have Kavona, if you hold Mitzvah Ain't Tzichas Kavona. So then the Tnai is a bit the opposite way. I have Kavona not to be Yotzeh if the Loch is like the Goyim. And I have Kavona to be Yotzeh, the Loch is Magen Avraham. So which one do you start with? Halacha is the hay comes for the lach. Now what's the hay? The hay is dependent. So Ravon said, he makes the Tnai triple. That means he says, if the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, like the Goyim, I don't want to be Yetzer. And if the halacha is like the Goyim, like the Magen Avraham, I want to be Yetzer. And if the halacha is like the Goyim, I don't want to be Yetzer. Because I have to have both ways. That's the half from the Ravon. Over the pastures, and then Chobarai from Abach, I found the Bach yesterday. The Bach is Octus Klaw, as the Kavona has not to do with Ilchus Noi, and the person has in mind, simple in mind, that if the Halacha is like the Magen Avraham, I want to be Yotze, and the Halacha is the Goyim, I don't want to be Yotze, without any Tnoi, you've done it, Nimekai Mitzvah Kidua. Of the headquarters of this whole Shaila, can you be Mechaven, is this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you make count sphere before Nacht, you make the condition that if I don't remember, I should be Yotze now, and if I do remember, I'm going to count later.
You have to be tonight, myself.
Oh, that's not telling you. That depends if it has the Hilchus Noyim. So Ravon Guvitz held the do of the pastors, which took place in Bach. The Bach, the Bach is Octus Klaw, in here in Hilchus Chalitza, the Bach is in Hilchus Chalitza, which he says that the Kavon in the Mitzvah has nothing to do with normal Noyim. And the cast, the guy is, because Leis is Shlichus, otherwise you can't make Shlichus. Krishna, you have to say yourself, so you have to come. That's the dvaloch. It went a little bit long, but epis a kleine zach of the Vos Pasha, that Eis Yachzu, Eis Yaldu, Al Mishbechoysom, Lebe Savoysom, the emes is, the Kante Ramban, that all, every Yid, passed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gezogt, he said his name, and his father's name, and his mother's name, and he said, the Rabban writes, the Rambam says, does it occur, who's going to get the Rambam with the Tzareb and the Tzareb, Pashas, the Rambam and Pashas by Midbar, because he says, as you go in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, mentioning your name, the Vada here, Kavanose Lebrocha, that the person saying over his name to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the side of that is because a person has to realize a name doesn't mean a name. You're called Yankov. It means Yankov. There's 100 Yankovs. So it's true, you're Yankov, then somebody else. But the side is because every person has a tafkid in this world what he has to do. And that tafkid he has to do is hidden in his name. The name, Altik Roshamas El Hashemis, is now the time is not. In the name of a person, his tafkid, what he has to do. And the mask, be masking yourself by a tzaddik, as if the chassidim is going to bring a kvittel, or the mask is by a tzaddik, is that the tzaddik gives you the siyat and the shmai, that a person should fulfill his tafkid for what is here in this world. And this was the kavona before you make the golem, before we separated each shevet for itself. And before we put the machnas, as Reuven is by himself, Shimon is by himself, Yehuda is by himself, every shevet, and as we see later, Baz Pinchas, every mishpacha, a person has to first realize that there is a tafkid which is mine, which is nobody else's. And for that, we have to daven and hope that we do our tafkid in life, right? And we say it every time on Sinchel Keinu B'Sev HaSecho. We say that every person has a chelik in the Torah, because the chelik in the Torah is his tafkid in life. And the Mishem Be'evi says, Taka Helton. And we all should have, find our tafkid in life, be mekayim it and give nachas to the Eibush. Oh, amen.